all systems chase the meat, chase the meat, chase the meat. Engage main turbines, turbines, turbines. Prepare the secondaries, secondaries, secondaries. Take off sequence starting in 3, 2, 1.
But in the magical, there's a pretty one. I ask her where it goes, 'cause every day when I wonder if she knows that we're underwater, that's the way it goes in the city.
To the hills, 'cause the end is near.
Yeah. traveling through the atmosphere at timeless digital zeros and ones. It's Area 54.
In a breakfast mess. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. See you in heaven if you make the list. See you in heaven if you make the list. Now Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locking the punch? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on LSD, baby? Are we losing touch?
If you believe, they put a man on the moon. Man on the moon. If you believe, there's nothing on this sweet. Nothing is cool.
Moses went walk with a staff of wood. Newt got beaned by the apple good. Each was drilled by the horrible ass. Mr. Charles Darwin had the gall to ask. Now Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locking the punch? Hey Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey baby, are you having fun?
If you believe, they put a man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
If you believe, there's nothing up his sleeve.
Nothing is cool.
For the never believer, here's the little ghost of the offering. Here's the truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Mr. Andy Coffin's gone wrestling. Yeah, Mr. Andy Coffin's gone wrestling.
Mr. Andy Coffin's gone wrestling.
Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locking the punch? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby,
are we losing touch?
If you believe, they put a man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
Nothing is cool.
So
is nigh. Area 54, rising.
Good evening, welcome to Area 54. It's Tim and Mike back with you again. Just heard music from Coma. We played a song called Le Dilettantes. That was a Roosevelt mix. Gilligan & Moss, GM from GM. That's off the Gilligan & Moss Deluxe Edition album. There's a lot of good songs on that album, aren't there? Like, Gilligan & Moss.
You can kind of toss a stick at that album.
Yeah.
And hit a good track.
Yeah. Some of it sounds like it's very recognizable, right? You're gonna like, oh, where did he pull that idea from? Like, yeah. Some of the songs, but it's, yeah, like you said, any song on there is pretty good. This is also a good album here, but like, check their latest album is called Let It Be Blue, and they did their cover version of REM's Man on the Moon. Now, interesting cover version.
Yeah,
they definitely changed it up.
Yeah, they changed it up. I didn't know at first. It took me a couple times listening to it. I agree with you. This is one of the better tracks on the album. But this album, Let It Be Blue, is kind of a return to their older style almost. It's interesting. I like this check album.
Every song is a different style.
Yeah, there's stuff that you just they've never heard him do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some real organic stuff on there, some instrumental stuff, and then some really kind of dancey, you know, computer synth kind of music. And
yeah, using more synthesizers.
Latin music. Then all of a sudden this Man on the Moon shows up, and I was like, what are they doing here?
Yeah.
All right, before that, we had More of Love. We played a song called Dance Till Midnight. That was a Phase Action mix. And then Beck and Phoenix doing a track called Odyssey. Started things off with Gorillaz. Their latest album is called Cracker Island, and we played New Gold featuring Tame Impala.
Gorillaz just really never took their foot off the gas pedal, even though they said they were going to.
You know, I don't know. I mean, this is not my favorite Gorillaz album. There's okay songs on there.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a track with Bad Bunny on there, but it's basically Bad Bunny.
He's got one with Stevie Nicks.
And that was a waste. That was a waste.
Yeah.
You know, just singing harmony with Stevie Nicks. I mean, really? That's all you're going to do with her?
I don't know. I would do it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's not really, I mean, you really have to read this, like, oh, is that Stevie Nicks?
You know it's Stevie Damon Nicks. Damon Albarn is that age. He had a childhood crush on Stevie Nicks, and he had his opportunities, so he brought her onto an album. Hey,
I think he could have done a lot more with her. That's all I'm saying, but that's just me. But I'm not Damon Albarn
right
either.
There, right there alone. Maybe he did. I appreciate you guys tuning in to Area 54. We are Tim and Mike, and got some good music here coming up for you. We're going to start this next set off with a band called Tosca. It's kind of a staple song, or it's actually an artist of ours through the years. We're going to play a song called Honey off their album Suzuki. Usually we play that Suzuki in the background while we're talking. I had to pull it out of our decks so that we weren't playing it in the background, because we had this song actually front center. Check it out. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you.